All right, on this episode of Bouts Talkin' Bouts, excited to be talking with an individual coming off of quite the impressive victory at BKFC 41, getting that third round retirement against Josh Copeland, and very excited to have Big Ben Rothwell back on the show. How's your day going so far, man? What are you getting up to?
I'm at the park with my little boy right now. Wisconsin isn't known for its great weather. Today it's a beautiful day, so I'm taking advantage of it.
Yeah, it's nice to hear and able to probably soak it in that much more after a, you know, great performance there. Like I saw the post you had saying it was a war, but got it done, and you were really, you know, thanking the Denver crowd for the love. And I was seeing an interview where you were saying it was like among the biggest reactions you've ever gotten in your career. So can you speak to that? I mean, you've been in combat sports for so long. That must have been incredible to get a reaction of that magnitude at this point.
It really was. I mean, words can only put it in so much way, you know. You got Chael Sonnen even saying who's the biggest winner of the night. He's almost hit Ben Rothwell. And it's pretty awesome. You know, there's a guy that's seen it all and been it all. It's a pretty big voice. And to get that kind of reaction out of him, it's like more than just winning a fight. I've won plenty of fights, but to get, you know, to nail the interview after, to get the reaction from the crowd, to have all the residual after the fight, the interviews, the action, the excitement, it's like a grand slam, a game-winning grand slam in baseball. Like, so as best I could put it, just hit the sweet spot and just make all the points. And just, it was pretty awesome.
Yeah, I was going to say you were like Prince Fielder at the home run derby out there.
Yeah, something, man. Or hitting that fucking three-point game-winning shot in a basketball game. That's just how it felt. Like, it's not perfect, though. Perfect is, I have a hard time with that word. I think it's a horribly misused word, so I have a big issue with it. And I like to always point out how things aren't perfect. And even in this, some people are like, it was perfect. I'm like, no, it wasn't, because I didn't get an actual knockout. In the end of the third round, I slip off and I drill him with a right hand across the jaw. I mean, like, you don't realize how many people I've hit in my life, and I've ended guys with shots where I was like, oh man, he fell down from that. I hit him with a devastating right hand at the end of the fight on the jaw, snapping his head, everything, and he took it. I was like, damn, what is wrong with me? Did I like lose all my power in 6 minutes here? No, the guy had an ungodly spirit. He was not quitting. You'll hear stories about someone that's like that. They won't quit. That man at that moment was one of the most dangerous people on the planet, because if you were in a real street fight and you just threw everything you had and you didn't finish him, and the guy just keeps coming to fight for his life, you're in a lot of trouble. And I know I've heard this story before with other people in my life, but in grueling street fights, and they're like, I took my finger in his eye all the way down to the knuckle. He didn't stop. I mean, I've heard some crazy shit from people. Maybe they're on some crazy drugs. I don't know. But we know my opponent was. He was just brutally tough. You know, he was just, he said he was the number one ticket seller that night. So he had his family, his crowd, everybody was there. He didn't want to lose. He came to bring it to me. He was there for an upset. And that's why I said it was a war, because the man wasn't going to quit. He was there and took an amazing amount of abuse from me, because round one was back and forth. Round two, I turned it around quite a bit. I really watched the fight a lot now. Third round, it was just 2 minutes of taking some of my most devastating shots, body, head, both sides, and he took it. So props to him. He's a tough son of a bitch.
And after the, you know, debut fight, I mean, it was such a succinct kind of performance, and a lot of people were, you know, making a lot about the post-fight interview then, where you were basically saying that there's almost more questions about you and people haven't seen anything yet. Did you think this fight was an opportunity for you to, you know, showcase more of, I guess, what you wanted to skill set-wise? Because it seemed like you were very fluid and adaptable in the clinch and everything like that.
Yeah, I would say so. Even the UFC, I didn't really get to show my clinch work. I can't tell you why. I just wasn't doing a lot of things that I'm really good at. But in this fight, he brought it out in me. You've seen my clinch. And trust me, I got a lot more to show. I got some stuff that's really going to blow people's fucking minds once I really get going. That's why I said in my post-fight interview, I want to show you what these hands can really do, because I have a lot to bring to the table. My head movement, my traps, my tricks, like, I got a lot to show. And the clinch, that was just, you got a little dabble of what I can do with the clinch. You know, the way I'm versed with it, the way I switch my hands and constantly hitting all parts of the body, I keep people guessing. It's really hard to get a dial on me. I'm always switching my stance. You know, my southpaw orthodox. Oh, he's southpaw, he's weak. And then you get drilled with the left hand. Maybe not. So I'm pride myself on being able to fight from both stances. I'm dangerous with both hands. And I can literally knock someone the fuck out with either hand at any point in the fight.
And I mean, doubly impressive too, because on the MMA hour, I was seeing that you were saying you had certain issues with your biceps in the fight, and it kind of impeded you, like, to the scale of, I guess, generating about around 50% of the force.
So I can curl 50-pound dumbbells for reps. Right now, with my left hand, I pick up a 30-pound dumbbell, and I'm in a lot of pain. So we're in the process of getting it looked at. They are something with the bicep. So my arms are luckily half worked. I have my triceps. I still have to push. But my hooks, any of my hooks that I was throwing were compromised. My right hand, luckily, I just got a bad cramp. But my right arm seems to be okay. I think we're going to be okay with that. But I got to get my left arm some therapy, something going on. We got to find out. I got to get an MRI to 100% know what we're dealing with. But yeah, I mean, I wasn't 100%. I didn't have 100% of my power. And you see what I'll still do to somebody. So just wait when I'm fucking give me 95% of my power, and I'm gonna put some dudes through some serious pain.
And I would think that the next dude in particular, I mean, per what you would want, I imagine, and seemingly a good portion of the fan base, would be Alan Belcher. Have you had any discourse with BKFC about that? I mean, it seems like some amount of this is predicated on, you know, getting your arms checked out and getting in a better state of health, but has there been any discourse among yourself and the promotion about that?
I knew before the fight that there was stuff getting worked on for Belcher. You know, there's been some fights happened before mine, so nothing's been said to me. The reason I made my case is because they put him on the big screen and they announced their ass. So I was backed in a corner. I'm like, all right, I'm going to make this shit as hard as I can. What are we doing? Of course I want to fight for the title. But I'm not going to get my feelings hurt if it doesn't happen this fight. If I have to fight one of these other guys, it's fine. You know what? I love fighting. I love what I got to do in there. And I think these guys are in a lot of trouble. So I'm looking forward to it. And if I don't fight him with the belt, I'll fight him without the belt. It doesn't matter. I'm going to get to him eventually. I think Alan Belcher came into the heavyweight division seeing a big weakness in the division at the time. And he was right. Now, seeing me, he's worried. He definitely knows his competition just got a huge step up. And getting away with being 220 pounds, that's all he keeps saying. He's one to 220. That's your fault, dude. I'm a heavyweight. This is what a real heavyweight's all about. No, I know he doesn't want to get hit by me. He shouldn't want to get hit by me. He needs to go down 205 or go all the way back down 185. He can. They're telling me I need to lose weight. No, you fucking lose weight. You go in a different weight class. This is a heavyweight division. And I'm the real thing. And I don't think people tune in to watch 210-pound heavyweights. They tune in to see someone like me destroy somebody. And I'm a fan, too. And what do I want? I want to watch two giant heavyweights destroy each other. Like, that's what we tune in for. So that's my two cents. But at the end of the day, I've been in this a long time. I know how politics work, and it doesn't. I'm not getting hooked up by anything. I'm not going to get upset. I'm not going to get my mind on some shit I can't control. All I can do is control is whoever gets put in there with me next, and that's what I'm going to deal with.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, there's a great crop of heavyweight talent in BKFC, so, I mean, definitely some opportunities there. But I was seeing another interview you did where you were talking about how much you love the, you know, flat rate deal and everything like that. And I imagine something like that would really allow you to, you know, perform to the fullest, because, I mean, there's a sort of antiquated, you know, model with, like, the whole, you know, bonus structure, the show win money and stuff like that. So, I mean, can you speak to that? I imagine that's, like, a, you know, great part of this new run.
Honestly, the fighting for the belt doesn't, nothing in my next fight changes. I'm going to get paid where I'm going to get paid. Oh, you give me a trophy belt. Cool. Or I'll fight Mick Terrell. Watson, just that he just, man, he's really upset that he didn't take the opportunity when he should have, and he just is all over himself. He wants to fight again, fine, you know. I haven't said Earl Adams because he's really got a legitimate bitch to why he should get a rematch with Belcher. So I'm trying to stay out of that. But you know, Adams will fight. You know, Adams will fight me, Mick Terrell, Josh Watson. There's a Rob Cunningham's really been really vocal. He's a big 300-pound guy. So we got some fights to make. And I honestly get paid the same to fight any, so I don't give a shit. Just, I'm ready to fight.
Yeah, for sure. And I guess, how did you feel out there? Just, like, in terms of, like, you were out there for about a month before getting acclimated to the elevation in Colorado. Like, did you feel that paid dividends in the fight there?
You know, I kind of going back and forth on how I actually felt. I felt sluggish is what I kept saying, because I got hit right in the beginning of the fight, right in the first couple seconds. Guy rocked the fight me in the first round. After that, I still got in his face the rest of the first round. And, I mean, there's a guy that lives there. He's smaller than me. He lives there. He's been known for fighting four rounds in MMA. He's fought and he's been there. And told me how absolutely gassed he was going to the third round. Makes me feel pretty good, because the third round is when I absolutely threw the most volume. I did the most work. I was the busiest, and he was ended. You know, he even said so. Yeah, I think my body shots definitely did not help his cardio, but regardless, I have a very, very high output for a guy my size. And it probably is intimidating to other guys, because I've watched all their fights and nobody has the volume and just, I'm not going to say power. We all get tested to how strong we punch. No, we're heavyweights. We all punch hard. But what I can test is I have lots of volume and I'm very active and I'm very aggressive. That much we know. I bring something I think very scary to the heavyweight division. And it's exciting for the fans to watch my style.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, definitely an incredible style to watch. I thoroughly enjoyed that performance. But someone that seemed to, you know, especially get excited was your young son. Like, I understood you had him at the fights and just some family. Like, you got the suite for your mom and dad. Can you speak to what it was like having them there for, you know, such an emphatic performance in terms of the result and the reception?
Oh, it's my mom and dad. Like I said, my dad is dealing with Parkinson's, and my mom owns a restaurant. It's really hard for them to get away, and they were able to make the fight. My brother and his wife were able to make it. My little boy got to watch. My pregnant wife made the trip. I had everybody there. So I had my own support system, and it definitely helps me fight strong, too. So it was a pretty exciting time for the whole family. You know what I mean? My family's watched some ups and downs through my career. You know, it's heartbreaking when you have a bad loss, and they went through all of that shit with me. And to go out and give this kind of performance was pretty awesome. You know, everybody wins, you know what I mean? It isn't just me. It's like that good feelings are spread around. My little guy got to dance, and it was pretty awesome.
Yeah, I love hearing that, man. And I definitely want to, you know, be mindful of your time and let you get back to having some fun at the park with your son there. But I mean, you were mentioning, you know, your mom owning a restaurant there, and I feel like the most pertinent pressing question that I have, at least, have you gotten a chance to run through some lamb chops at Brazilian Steakhouse yet?
That day is coming very soon. I've had a busy week. When I got home, I'd be able to get there, but it's coming. Texas Day Brazil in Schaumburg, Illinois, absolute favorite restaurant there is, and I'll be making a visit there soon.
Yeah, I've been running through a lot of Brazilian barbecue lately myself, so definitely understand the sentiment and everything like that.
We're the best, man. I love them.
Yeah, for sure, man. But like I was saying before, I definitely want to be mindful of your schedule and really appreciate you, you know, making some time and everything. But I'm curious if there's maybe any final parting thought you might want to add as we're kind of wrapping up here, Ben.
Just a new sponsor, man. I just have some great group, you know, First Round Management. Joe's doing a fucking staying job for me, and we now are Cane Pie Panda's new clothing company. You'll see John Jones is wearing their stuff, so they're blowing up. Got me and Mike Perry on board. Market Cipher, it's a crypto dealing company that they have a software that helps you better with trading and things like that. They picked up me and Mike Perry. They're fucking awesome. Condemned Labs is where all I get all my supplements from. They just came out with some badass protein today, so definitely check them out. And, you know, Rothwell and May, my coach of Wisconsin here, doing our thing. So shout out to all of them. And thank you, too. Always for the media, man. Even for you guys, we wouldn't be out doing what we're doing. We wouldn't have the voice. We wouldn't have the recognition. So always thank you, guys.
Oh, thanks, man. Definitely a thrill to, you know, have you on. So it's definitely my pleasure. And I mean, especially after such an emphatic win at BKFC 41. So definitely looking forward to whatever the next step is. But until then, you have a good rest of your day there, Ben.
Right on. Thank you.